You know, I could say this on my own channel, but I can't say it on YouTube or probably Spreaker or any of them, because they're actually lost. They're actually, the liberals are so stupid, it's not even funny. These people are so ridiculous, it's not even funny. You see what happens when somebody gets super rich? Jeff Bezos says, oh, everybody's going to live in space. Now they're saying there's enough oxygen for 8 billion people or whatever on the moon. These people are liars. They're insane. They're ridiculous. Now Fauci is changing his story and his tune. Oh, you got to have a regimen of a booster, a regimen. So it was all set up. It's a digital. They're trying to turn you into the machine. The clay and the iron do not mix, the book of Daniel. And so they want a digital human, but they can't, it won't mix with your body. So it'll either kill you or flush out of you. So these digital vaccines are try to turn you into a machine man. And then look at Bezos saying, oh, you're going to live in space and work just like the movies. All the movies that they wrote, their imagination is ridiculous. You're going to live on the moon. You're going to live in space. You're going to live on a... And only the rich can come down here to the earth, because we're scorching the earth to make it look bad and then give a problem reaction solution to force all humans in space. These people are insane. You came from the earth and you're going back to the earth. That's the Bible. You came from the earth, and your body's going back to the earth, dust to dust. And so these people have no biblical... I mean, how did they get so rich? Well, the answer's the devil, but how could they be able to get so rich and run a business, but to be so stupid? Why would you want to leave earth when there's super abundance? Any scarcity is a scarcity that they created. Any sickness is a sickness that they created. Before the corona, I would look around me and I didn't see anybody coughing. I didn't see anybody sneezing. I didn't see anybody sick. I was looking around. I was thinking, everybody's healthy from where I'm sitting. And I watched it for about a year and I thought, nobody's sick anymore. And then they released the corona thing and people started getting sick. It's man-made sickness now. You came from the earth. I mean, unless it's a bacteria or something like that, or fungus or something like that, which Clorox would kill most stuff. Ozone, Clorox, oxygen, you know. OxyClean, oxygen. Ox is the bullock, the blood sacrifice. So all this stuff is man-made, scarcity lies, gaslighting. The whole thing is a lie. If the vaccine worked, why do you need booster shots? See, they're lying. It's ridiculous. Somebody I work with, maybe say about a month or two ago, they said they got corona, or somebody they knew, and they didn't even have a cough or anything. They had been diagnosed with it. The test is a lie. Everything's a lie. They're doing the same thing Theranos did, but on a mass scale. They're just as guilty as Theranos lady, who lied to everybody, but they're doing it on a mass scale. The whole world. They're lying to the whole world. This whole thing, the media, it's all to stick their finger up at God is what it comes down to. Because God made everything that God made, the earth, the cycles, they're trying to get rid of the reproduction. They're trying to get rid of everything that God created. God made man upright, but he sought out many inventions. So the demonic realm, the demonic realm, I'm watching these people in front of me, and the money started flying out of their car, and they're looking for it. The demonic realm. The wind caught their money, and it flew out of the car, and they're looking all under the car. The demonic realm is nothing but anti and lies. And so these people get super rich. I mean, Elon Musk trying to tie your brain to the computer. Oh, well, the AI program's going to outrun us, so we got to tie in. No. If he's sincere, if he's that stupid, it's nothing but the prophecy being fulfilled. But I think he's sold out. He's doing it on purpose. Or he's possessed or something. Why would you want to tie your mind, your body to the AI? Because the devil's the AI flesh mind. It's the Borg. They're trying to create a Borg cube. Think about it. Flying around in space. Everybody's tied to the hive. They're actually trying to create the Borg. Think about what I'm saying. And what they're trying to do with the metaverse is they're trying to tie everybody into the metaverse, and you're doing simulations. And so you're designing cars, you're designing airplanes, you're designing houses, you're designing stuff in a virtual world before it hits the natural world. So that they have to create virtual worlds so the AI can understand the natural world, because the AI don't understand the natural world unless it starts in the virtual world. So you're up there on this spacecraft, this in a little box and a little cube, and you're working and flying around the Earth. And then all the cubes can connect together in a hive mind. You're meeting with each other through their Microsoft apps and their all their different apps. So you're flying around the Earth creating stuff to work on the Earth. But only the rich can come down here and vacation, because they scorch the Earth to move you to the space. And then when you're up in space, they know the Earth will heal itself. And so you only can come back if you got enough money to come down here on vacation. But some people can live here if they're rich enough. These people are stupid. That's what they're doing. That's what all the data points. All the data points point to this. They're trying to scorch Earth and move you to space to get you in a digital metaverse reality where everything's online and everything's in a holographic fake reality. So you're floating around in this thing around the Earth, and this is what they want to do. And you're designing the stuff that the robots will build. They'll have the robots doing the work while you're up in space, just like the movie where they had this people flying around in space, and everybody was fat and everybody was unhealthy. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get you to destroy your health. They're trying to get you to the sugars and everything. They're trying to destroy you without you eating. They're actually trying to get you tied into the 666 hive mind, the mark of the beast, sell your soul to them. And they're trying to get you to beg for it. They're trying to make it look good that you beg for it. These people are sick. And so everybody's going to be in this little cube, the Borg cube, designing their minds and their brains tied together. And they're designing these things that the robots on Earth would build. Just like that movie where they were flying around and they had these little robots on Earth cleaning up the Earth. It's the movie. They're actually trying to do that movie. These people are sick. There's nothing wrong with it. The Earth cleanses itself. And they really are lying to people. There's no such thing as scarcity of water. There's no such thing as scarcity of food. There's no such thing as scarcity of power. It's all lies. I mean, these people are lying. These people are telling you a bunch of lies. I mean, lies to the hilt. And you're believing it. I mean, these are gaslight lies to the whole world, and the whole world is under the deception of the devil that they believe these lies. It's ridiculous. It's insanity. You can actually take some bricks and design a house in such a way that part of it faces the sun and it heats itself. They know that. We don't, they know it. It's all lies. It's all lies. I mean, the medical system, the education system, it's all lies to mock God and stick their middle finger up at God. And that's what they're doing because they think they're God. But when Jesus comes back with his saints to destroy those with this, that would destroy the earth, they're not going to be laughing then. They're going to be trying to hide under the rocks and all that stuff. And when Babylon falls, and it's already starting to fall, this is why they're going crazier and crazier. Just like a narcissist. When a narcissist starts to fall and lose control, they go insane. They go more insane. And that's what you're seeing. Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, Bill Gates, they're all insane. They really have lost their ever-living minds. They really have. They've lost it. And you see what God will allow the mind. You see what, when you turn away from God, you see how your mind goes into insanity and in delusions. Doesn't matter if you're rich or poor or whatever. You turn away from God and you go your own way, your mind can go into all direct. You end up crazy. These people are crazy. They are worse than Hitler ever was. But they do it with technology, you know. And they do it, they actually use the programs to see what lie you'll believe, and then they feed you that lie. As long as you believe a lie, it don't matter. As long as you believe some lie, that's all they care about. Believe some lie. They don't care what lie it is, because if you believe a lie, they'll feed you another one, and another one, and another one, and another one, and another one. As long as they keep you away from the truth, that's all that matters. They want to keep the mass of people in lies and delusions and fake reality. That's why the TV is bombarding you. That's why the music, the world's music, the world's TV, and it's all the same every day. They don't want you to wake up to the fact that in God is superabundance, in God is peace, in God is everything. You have everything you need right now. You don't need anything else. Right where you are right now, unless you destroyed it, your own blessing, you have everything you need, but they don't want you to know that. They don't want you to know it. I'm driving, so I'm kind of, my mind is, I'm looking at a fence while I'm actually checking out the fence. Actually, I like the idea of building fences. I really think a fence is a cool thing. Different kinds, you know, different kinds of fences. But these people are, and they really think they can do it. They really believe they can actually accomplish what they're trying to do. They really think they are. Eventually, the people are going to wake up and say, I don't think so. These people are sick. I mean sick. Let me upload this. I'm to the point now where I can't even talk to people who are not saved. And then some saved people can't talk to you because they're not awake. They're still caught up in the system. They're still caught up in this insanity. All the movies are the same. If you've seen one time travel, you've seen them all. If you've seen one love story, you've seen them all. If you've seen one horror show, you've seen them all. They're all the same. There's nothing new. You want to know if a nation's rich? Do they have trees? Do they have super abundance of trees? That should be the currency. How many trees you got? or how many trees can you grow on a piece of land? On 1 acre of land, how many trees can you grow? You know, whoever can grow the most trees is the richest. You know how much paper is nowadays? It's ridiculous. I'm looking to my left, I'm looking to my right, and there's trees everywhere. I mean everywhere. What can you do with a tree? Build a house. Build a table. Build a chair. Take the wood shavings and make you some plywood. Make you a floor. This whole thing is ridiculous. I mean, it's really just, I mean, it's really insanity. I mean, all you have to do is look around you. There's water everywhere. You're breathing water. You can actually use a dehumidifier to pull water from the air. Water's unlimited. Food's unlimited. You can eat tree bark, inner tree bark. There's cats and mouse, and they're not worried about it. They're not worried about going hungry. The only people worried about going hungry are the stupid people who believe the lies. There's rabbits everywhere. There's possums. There's birds. I mean, you could eat for free, actually. Just put some seed out in front of your house with an Arapuca bird trap. You could eat free every day. My point is, this whole system's a big, fat lie. It's a lie. Worst case scenario, you can eat grass, and it's everywhere. But my point is, and to be honest with you, you don't even need to eat much. If you do some fasting for twice a week, do a 12-hour fasting, 24, 48-hour, you can go without eating for a long time. This is all lies, people. The fracking, the gasoline, they can dig down, or they can use fracking. I mean, this just whole thing is ridiculous. Biofuel, biogas, hydrogen, there's unlimited resources. You can split the water with solar. Well, it costs too much to split the water. Use solar. Use hydroelectric. Use solar. I mean, wind power. Whatever. They're lying. They're just lying. They're lying through their teeth, and the media, the news, all the news. I don't care if it's CNN, Fox News, all of them are lying. It's all a scarcity lie. To get you to live in fear. The devil's system is a fear, doubt, worry. Oh no, it's the end of the world. That's all the devil's system is. Instead of being afraid of God, they're afraid of a lie that man made. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. Instead of being afraid of God, they're afraid of what man makes up. They're just insane. They're so stupid, or they're so evil. I can't figure out which one it is. I guess it's both. But they're so evil that they go stupid, or they're so stupid they go more evil. I guess it's hand in hand. You know? They have no real wisdom. They might have some worldly wisdom to get rich and scheme and manipulate, but they have no wisdom from above. I mean, think about it. I just looked it over the dumpsters full of cardboard. I mean, come on. It's obvious, people. You could take all your trash to a dump area and create methane. You could create heat from you could run some pipe in a big dump. You could probably heat the whole water of the whole city with a huge compost pile. Compost pile make 140 degrees. I mean, this whole thing is ridiculous. It's insane. Why do you need stoplights in a city? Why not just have roundabouts everywhere? The whole thing don't make sense. Why do you not have roundabouts in every intersection? It just doesn't add up, people. Every intersection could get rid of all the electricity with some concrete. Just pour some concrete, make a roundabout. Simple. It just doesn't add up what they're doing. It makes no sense. The scarcity lie is man-made, and it's a lie. It's all lies. You don't need electricity at an intersection. Roundabout. When the power goes out, why do you need police out there directing traffic? If you had a roundabout, you wouldn't need it. These people are stupid. They're stupid. They're liars. They're insane. They're demonic. They have lost their mind. These rich, super rich trillionaires, whatever they are, they have actually lost their ever living minds. They really have. And if you believe the media lies, you've lost your mind. The whole system's a lie. The medical system. Everything. Cut back your sugar and you probably heal yourself. Seriously. Do some fasting and you probably heal yourself. Whatever your ailment is. Wood stoves. You can actually take and make a wood stove so efficient that you can not only cook your food, but heat your house and heat your hot water and have a storage tank. And you would never have to buy. And you might say, well, what about chopping the wood? There's wood everywhere. There's chainsaws. There's people who sell wood. And you can get it pretty cheap. And if you do, and if it's efficient wood stove, you wouldn't have to use much. It's all lies. It's all lies. It's all lies. And if you wake up, and the reason that this is happening is because man wants to believe his own lies. We all have believed lies. And this is how a narcissist will pull you in. The future faking and all that, they're just feeding you lies. But because the human is fallen, he wants to believe a lie. And the more lies you believe, the deeper into the 666 you go. It's just ridiculous. I really am glad I took the time to decode this thing. And I just thank God. But at the same time, what I see is very sad. Sad to see, and it's kind of depressing at times because you can't even talk to people. You can't even talk to them anymore because they think contrary to the truth, and they speak contrary to truth, and everything they do is contrary to truth. It's like, why even waste your time? Even if they did get saved, you know, that's praise God, but it takes so many years just to wake up from the maze. I mean, it's such a deep maze. The only way a person's going to wake up is if they admit that they're part of the problem. They believe lies and they promoted lies, whether it's in the home, in the church, at work, wherever, society, wherever they're at. And I didn't even talk about the social media is just another. Well, social media has ruined your kids. So is the music. So is the TV. So is the lies. So is everything else. So is the sugar. So is the everything that they're doing is ruining your kids. You're ruining your kids. It's not just outside. It's inside. I don't know what else to say. If you don't see through it, I just don't know what else to say. What pushed me over the edge is Bezos saying he wanted everybody to go to outer space and work. And then I put all the data points together, and they're just trying to create a Borg cube. And everybody's doing virtual work. That's what they're trying to do. It's ridiculous.